Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be part of your day, as always. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us. Continue to hang around with us because our good friend Skip Miller is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Are you having trouble making your numbers? Are you having trouble getting the sales levels that you need to cover your nut? You need more sales? Are you concerned about the economy? Are you trying to make sure that you figure out how to have a good, strong finish for the rest of the year, especially as we go into the holidays? Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I've got your answer, and the answer is Skip Miller. Skip is one of the world's experts on salesmanship and making sure that we don't whine about what's going on, that we get out there and do something about it. Skip, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be back, but don't look at me. I have no answers.
Okay, we'll see you later then, Skip.
Well, it's going to be a short half hour.
Hey, what's the answer?
Kind of fun. Right now, you know, we do sales management, training, consulting, and stuff. And right now, we're really busy. I mean, when the economy is down, people are kind of getting busy. And I guess a trend we see, Jim, is that it's July, August. The first half of the year is over. And let's say a company's got $10 million in revenue, right? And $6 million in the first, $5 million in the first half, $5 million in the second. So that would be the 10. Well, nobody ever does that. They backload the first half. So they do $4 million in the first half, $6 million in the second half. So on the $4 million in the first half, right, they've done 3. And they go, oh, we're only a million behind. And they forgot they backloaded their quota.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening now is August, it's coming to September. People are kind of realizing and panicking a bit, going,
mm-hmm.
boy, things are
where's my six going to come from?
Yeah. So all of a sudden, we've talked to quite a few people about what's going on, how they're doing things, and what can they do quicker.
And especially, Skip, if we're talking about people who count on the last quarter, like retailers and some organizations who depend on the holiday season, they may do half of their business in 9 months and the other half in the last three months.
Oh, I think we're talking about that hockey stick, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. So those guys are really gnashing their teeth right now and wringing their hands.
So you're exactly right. So one of the questions is, how can you bring fourth quarter business earlier, right? How can you get December business, November business to come in August and in September, so that you've got some leverage in the fourth quarter rather than, you know, too much work, no one's taking vacations, and you're going to miss it anyway.
Yeah, and you're it's the last week of the year, last week of December, and you're trying to pressure people into doing business with you.
Exactly right.
That you should have closed in September.
The first thing we're telling companies to do is get rid of the maybes that are in the funnel. You've heard me enough saying that yes is a great, no is a great, maybes will kill you.
Yeah.
So if you've got, you know, 20 potential orders between now and the end of the year, I guarantee you 30% of those or 40% of those aren't going to come in.
Is that the same thing? Is that what I call, are your maybes what I call a China egg?
Boy.
See, a China egg, farmers have been using them for years.
You're like on the Olympic theme here, Jim.
The China eggs never hatch.
Ah.
See, that's the thing about a China egg. A China egg is what a farmer uses to put in. They put in the nest of the egg, of the chicken, so that she'll keep laying eggs when they take the good eggs out, right?
Yeah.
But there's one thing we know about that China egg. It's never going to hatch.
Yeah.
Your maybes are China eggs, right?
Without a doubt. The maybes are never going to hatch.
So quit clucking over them, folks. Quit sitting on them.
I'm with a company yesterday, and the guy goes, well, you know, I've had this on the quota board for a year now, so you're like, it's not going to come in, okay?
Right.
And what the killer is this. If I'm a sales guy, right, I got two choices. I can go one. Hey, it's an egg. It may come in, it may come in.
Yeah.
But if I get rid of that egg, I got a prospect. And, boy, I don't want to do that. So I'm going to hope that egg kind of hatches one day.
Mm-hmm.
So get rid of the maybes. And you know as well, the best way to get rid of those China eggs, those best ways to get those maybes, is not to go to your customer and ask, when are you going to sign an order? Because that's a sales thing, and customers don't like that way. You go to your customers and say, what date do you plan on using what I'm going to sell you? What date are you going to install it? What date are you going to have it up and running on your shelf? In
Talk
production?
To them about their process, not your process.
Exactly right. We call that an implementation date, or I-date.
Mm-hmm.
What date are you going to have this running? Because
from somebody, how about what day are you going to do this, regardless of who you buy it from?
Exactly right. And when they can't, when they go, boy, don't know that, but we really like you, put that into next year.
You just found a China egg. Stand by, Skip. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got to hatch some business for a couple of minutes here, and we'll be right back after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. Ain't that what you said? Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Van Halen bringing us back. Really good part of that song. We're back with our good friend Skip Miller. Skip is the author of Proactive Selling, Proactive Sales Management, and his new book, The Ultimate Sales Toolkit. Skip, tell us where we can find your books.
Amazon. The Sales Manager book's been number one for, I don't know, 3-4 years now, and Amazon is the best place. If not, my website, M3Learning.com. Be happy to help you.
Check it out when you get a chance. Okay, Skip, you were talking to us about getting rid of the maybes, using when you talk to now are you saying go to the maybes and ask them about their implementation? Even the maybes, or do we just tell the maybes, you know, have a good life?
You know what? You want to clean your funnel up. You got to have a clean funnel for.
You
got to
have closure,
quarter.
Don't you?
Yeah. So you got to go to them. We call the I dates, implementation date, the maybe busters. If you can't go to your customer and say, hey, you know what? We've been talking to each other. Life's good. We've been giving you demos, and you've given you demonstrations and presentations and stuff. I have a quick question for you. When do you plan on using this? Oh, we're going to use it in October. Okay, good. That's an idea.
Of what decade?
Yeah. So what we tell people is if you get an I date, you need a dragon. You got to go dragon hunting. Every I date's got to have two dragons. A dragon is an event, a commitment. We have plant shut down the first week of October, and we're planning on implementing. We've made a commitment to this product launch on November 7th, and we got to have it by that date. You got to have an event, a commitment by the buyer in the buyer's organization. If you don't have a commitment, in my business, when do you want the sales training? Oh, first quarter next year. When do you want the sales training? The third week of June, because in June we're going to have another sales meeting. We're going to bring everybody together in Dallas. And okay, well, that's a dragon. I date without dragons. The guy's going, or your buyer's going, oh, okay, October. And we're going, yes, there's no dragons. You got to have dragons. Now, there's two types of dragons, Jim. There's regular dragons, and then there's fire-breathing dragons. Fire-breathing dragons are my boss's dragons. My boss has made a commitment to somebody, and because of that commitment, I better get on the stick. That's an important dragon, and you get extra points for those. But you're going to get 30, sometimes 40% of your funnel gone by asking for I-dates and dragons, and now instead of 50 deals in the fourth quarter, you're down to about 30, which is a good, manageable number. And it's still August. Time to prospect a little bit to get some stuff in the fourth quarter rather than looking for those China eggs.
I got another thought, though, Skip. If you've been selling where you focus on the customer's process instead of your process, aren't you going to wind up with a lot fewer maybes and a lot fewer China eggs to start with?
That goes to the second point.
Isn't that a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yes, it is, because we want the buyers to speak sales-ese as opposed to us speak buyer-ese. Mm-hmm. We're sitting there going to the buyer. I'm actually, the lease on my car's running up. And I'm actually in the market again for another car, which every time I'm in the market for a car, it renews my faith in car salespeople. But, you know, they sit there, and as soon as I walk in the door, they go, hi, how's it going? Good, good. They go, are you going to buy a car today? Well, good
they
for you.
They actually ask you that, don't they? I know.
I appreciate that you're trying to tell me that you don't want to waste your time.
Yeah.
But I thought buying a car was about me. So, I mean, it's just, but the guy, I tell you what, the guy who I really liked, you know, walked in there, hi, what's going on? You know, what's your process been? You know, what are you looking for? Hey, he was talking about me.
Right, it was all about you, wasn't it?
I may not buy the car from the guy, but if I don't buy a car from the guy, I'm going to call him and say, listen, take me off your maybe list because I've bought something else or whatever else.
Right.
But, you know, I love talking about one thing, and it's me.
Right.
So go to your customers and ask them, what's the process that you're going to be using? What's the process you're in right now? What's the process you're going to use to obtain budgetary funds? Don't say they have $50,000 to spend. That would be a push, and that would be like, okay, so I have $50,000. How can you get your, you know, $150,000 package into this $50,000 budget I have? Ask them what's the process to obtain budgetary funds. So by asking them buyer-centric questions, you're going to find out a lot more what's going on. And the way to do that, in my opinion, is to ask the question what, not the question who. You go there and say, well, Jim, who's making the decision? And the person goes, I am. And you sit there going, there's no way anybody on the planet has let you make a decision. But now you're stuck. You said who, they said me. Who is a sales-centric question.
Mm-hmm.
What? You know, you're in a meeting, you leave. All the buyers turn to each other and go, so, what do you think we should do? I don't know. What do you think? Oh, well, maybe this. Well, yeah, then what? Well, then we should get Bob involved. People ask themselves what all the time. You go and ask them who. They don't know a who.
And so the key to making sure that we close the sales the rest of this year that can be closed is asking the right questions of our prospects, including the questionable ones, and is asking them the kinds of questions that will put them into a 2008 category or not 2008 category.
Three questions we want your listeners to go to their customers. Number one, what's your implementation date? If they can't give you that with Dragons, this is kind of silly. Number two, what's the process to obtain funds for a decision like this? And what's the decision-making process you're going to be using? I just would like to work with your decision-making process. If they can't tell you, that one goes.
Move on. Even if you don't tell them to have a good life, you're not. They're not a 2008 prospect. You're not going to close them this year.
Not open right now.
Don't
Shut
waste
it,
your
open
time.
Up in 2009.
You're better off going to the donut shop or playing golf. You're going to meet a prospect there better than this one. Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Skip Miller. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. Both of those sites were built for you, ladies and gentlemen, so you could use them without having to pay a nickel or even tell us who you are. We just want you to be able to show up and use our stuff that we built for you, including things like this show that we do every weekday. And we do them with the really smart people who are members of our brain trust, like our good friend Skip Miller, who's with us right now. I encourage you to check out his books on selling, Ultimate Sales Toolkit, that's the new one, Proactive Sales Management, that's the second one. The one before that was Proactive Selling, and they're all available at m3learning.com and also wherever books are sold. So I encourage you to whatever Skip does is top shelf, ladies and gentlemen. Skip, we're talking about how to make sure that the people we call on, that we work with this year, the rest of this year, actually have a chance of being a customer this year, right?
Yep. And we clean up the funnel to make sure you're focused on the right targets in the target zone, right? So that we get rid of the maybes was item number one. The second, and by asking the questions, what's your implementation date with Dragons? Asking the buyer a buyer-centric question like, what's the process you're going to use to make a decision here? And if they got like stumble and fumble and foam at the mouth, you know you're in trouble. Don't ask them when you're going to sign the contract. That would be a push. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jim, last time I checked, I don't like to be closed.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to close you today. And people don't like to be closed, but salespeople like to close deals. Buyers like to execute an agreement. So when are you going to execute this agreement? That's a buyer-centric word. That's a buyer-centric term.
Mm-hmm.
Be buyer-centric, and you'll have a better chance of getting the buyer to start talking about, as you said, their process rather than how they're going to try to adopt to your process, because they know better. They're going to go, well, you know, we probably will sign the contract in the fourth quarter. And you're like, ching, ching. That's like me walking into a car dealer right now saying, I'm going to buy a car this week.
Mm-hmm.
I have no concept about buying a car. Ask me when I'm going to start driving the new one. I'll tell you when my lease is up, when all this
right.
kind of stuff. And that's buyer-centric stuff.
Well, see, as long when you ask somebody about what's why and when they're going to make these decisions, what you're doing is you're finding out what's on their mind. You're finding out how they're going to use what you're going to have, and you're finding out whether they even know or not. They may not even know, and if they don't know, then they're definitely, maybe they will hatch one day, but not soon.
Yep.
And but the other thing is when you do this, you can find out, for example, somebody might say, well, probably in the first quarter. Well, okay, probably the first quarter. Why would you say probably in the first quarter?
Now you're looking for dragons. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Probably first quarter. Well, because we've spent our budget this year. So,
Donya, half the salespeople would sit back and say, thank you, Mr. Smith, for that. First quarter, okay. As opposed
I'll be back.
To sitting there going, why first quarter? What's going
yeah.
on?
Why first quarter? And then you find out that all it is that they so let me ask you a question. If money weren't an object, could you use this right now?
Yeah.
And then they say, well, sure. Well, what if I could arrange for you to take delivery of this thing, but we're able. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of solutions. There's a solution for every problem, but you can't solve it if you don't know what it is.
And you may not be the solution, so don't take it personally. All right, and that's okay. Yeses are great. Noes are great. Maybes or China eggs will kill you. Jim, we promised your listeners three questions. Question number one, what's your implementation date? When are you going to start using this and hunt for dragons so you're sure that that's a locked date? Question two, ask the question what. I feel weird asking what. When I go to a customer and go, what's your process to obtain a decision here? I think halfway through they're going to go, that's a sales question, isn't it? They never have. Because they always answer it, because it's a buyer-centric question. Question three is, we have a phrase that says, buyers buy backwards, or BBB. All right, salespeople sell forwards, but buyers buy backwards. Buyers go, okay, I'm going on vacation this date, so a month before I better make the airline reservation, so a month before I better have the meeting with the kids to figure out where we're going. You know, I've got the birthday party on this date, so the week before I better organize the gifts, you know, a month before I better send out the invitation. The Super Bowl is the third week of January, so I better look at the TVs before. Buyers buy from a date backwards. Salespeople go, so Mr. Smith, our next step, then our next step, then our next step. What you want to do with the buyer is once you get the I-date, ask them, what are the things you're going to do between now and then to get to that date and then organize them backwards? Buyers will love you.
This is solid gold stuff here, folks. Hope you were paying attention. We'll have the test later. Hey, thanks, Skip, for being here. Good job today.
Always enjoy it, Jim. Tell your readers and listeners to have a great fourth quarter.
Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.